This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As with every presidential budget, there are winners and there are losers in President Trump's newly released blueprint.
The 2019 budget unveiled by the Trump administration yesterday calls for $4.4 trillion in spending, with big increases for the Pentagon and deep cuts to America's social safety net. While the number of strategic missile interceptors would be boosted from 44 to 64, projected Medicare spending would drop by about $500 billion over 10 years. The food stamp program would be cut by $213 billion over the next 10 years. Funding for rental assistance programs would drop by more than 11%, and the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities would be eliminated. Mike Gracia, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is very concerned about the plight of women or men who are abused at home.
The president and the entire administration take domestic violence very seriously and believe all allegations need to be investigated thoroughly. Above all, the president supports victims of domestic violence and believes everyone should be treated fairly and with due process.
A health scare for a presidential daughter-in-law in New York.
Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, was taken to a hospital as a precaution after she opened an envelope containing an unidentified white powder. Police say preliminary tests indicate the substance was not dangerous. The envelope included a letter addressed to the president's son, but authorities gave no other details. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, "It was truly disgusting to express opposition this way." Detectives from the NYPD and Secret Service are investigating. White powder cases play on fears dating back to 2001, when five people were killed by letters containing anthrax spores sent through the mail. Warren Levinson, New York.
17-year-old American snowboarder Chloe Kim, the latest American to pick up a gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Wall Street Dow futures down 163. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife, Sue, did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
A Japanese athlete has tested positive for a banned diuretic during the first doping case of the Pyeongchang Games.
Kei Saito was due to represent Japan in the short track speed skating competition. Instead, his stay in Korea came to an abrupt end when he was asked to leave the athlete's village because of a doping violation. He's been provisionally suspended after an out-of-competition test carried out before he arrived in Pyeongchang showed signs of a prohibited substance which can be used as a masking agent. In a statement, Saito expressed his surprise, saying he had not knowingly cheated and has vowed to clear his name.
That's BBC's Alex Capstick. Turkish President Erdogan issuing a warning to Greece, Cyprus, and international companies exploring for gas in the eastern Mediterranean not to step out of line and encroach on Turkey's territory. News and analysis at townhall.com. A senator claims some big drug makers who produce opioids funneled millions to medical societies and advocacy groups who push their medications.
Senator Claire McCaskill says five of the giant pharmaceutical companies spent more than $10 million to support advocacy groups and affiliated doctors. The records that she collected provide insight into how these groups fueled the demand for addictive drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin, even though research shows they're highly ineffective for chronic pain. Drug makers say they didn't force these groups to advocate for their painkillers, but Purdue Pharma has just announced it's going to stop promoting OxyContin to doctors, and it's cutting its sales force in half. Some 340,000 Americans have died from opioid abuse since the year 2000. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
NASDAQ futures down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's
that? You may think the media are capable only of skepticism and loathing, but think again. Journalists can love, too. Their latest crush? The Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. Kim Yo-jong, whose brother is, of course, the undisputed dictator of that Stalinist hermit kingdom, is at the Winter Olympics this week. And according to the press, she's a huge star, a bigger star even than our vice president, Mike Pence, or for that matter, a bigger star than any of the actual athletes. Don't believe it? Consider some of these descriptions. From the Washington Post, quote, "The Ivanka Trump of North Korea captivates." From CNN, she's stealing the show. The New York Times says she turns on the charm. Reuters, the newswire, meanwhile, writes this, quote, "North Korea has emerged as the early favorite to grab one of the Winter Olympics' most important medals, the diplomatic gold." Ugh. The reporters gushed over the world's last totalitarian state. Mike Pence, who again is the vice president of the United States, was attacked for not standing up to honor North Korean athletes. Watch this.
I thought was that Mike Pence said that it was inappropriate to make political statements at sporting events.
If you're in Korea, you need to stand up. You need to stand up and show respect. The Olympics are supposed to be the one place where politics is not supposed to play a part. That's my understanding.
Well, if you're surprised, you shouldn't be. Progressives have a long and dishonorable history of supporting the world's most repressive regimes. No exaggeration. The New York Times, just to name one example, supported Joseph Stalin even as he was murdering up to 12 million Ukrainians in the famous famine there. That paper also led the cheering for Fidel Castro as he turned Cuba into a police state. In 1975, and we're not making this up, when the Khmer Rouge swept to power in Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, the New York Times made this prediction in a headline, quote, "For most, a better life." One of the worst genocides in history followed shortly thereafter. Turned out not to be true. Well, it's hard to find a dictator the left has not supported. Chairman Mao, Hugo Chavez, Idi Amin. These people seem to have nothing in common but one thing. They all hate America. Turns out progressive activists also have one thing in common. They resent their fathers. That's where their politics come from. The rest is just window dressing.
Tucker Carlson, putting it in perspective, that is kind of bizarre, isn't it, Scott? I mean, you know, what does Whoopi expect everybody, all in the name of the Olympics? You just check your brain in and you don't, you know, and I know it's kind of strange anyway, in the interest of some sort of athletic detente, that there could be something there, but it's hard. I don't know how you forget what they're doing. Yes.
Let me ask you this. Has anybody from Iran competed against someone from Israel?
That would be no.
No.
Yeah.
Has anybody from any Muslim state competed against Israel?
That would be no.
Why? Why?
Well, yes. But yeah, so much for Whoopi's idea that she thought. You see, this is the problem. A lot of people just think. They really don't. They really don't know. And again, the best we could hope for in the Olympic Games is that we would be able to see that we really are, in a sense, you know, one people. I mean, we're all in this human journey, experiencing it, but in different type of situations, particularly with North Korea and what's going on there. Now, keep in mind, with all this hoopla over Kim Jong-un's sister, you know, it's. I mean, she really did her job. I mean, you know, Kim Yo-young, you know, she's not only his sister, she's the head of propaganda for North Korea. I mean, she is the, you know, the spinning spinster here.
Do you think she might know a thing or two about presenting what she wants to present?
Well, what do you think?
Oh,
well. You know, not to mention. You see, everybody, see, the world is so hungry to have, you know, first of all, you know, Tucker's right, and America needs to see this. I mean, and really wake up to the fact that, you know, we talked about an anti-Christian sentiment. Well, you know, next is the anti-American sentiment. That's been going on and growing in our universities all the time. I mean, you hear some of the stuff that comes out of the universities, and you go, what the heck is going on here? I mean, this is our future. We're handing the baton of this great republic to, you know, some socialists and people that think that the American way of life is abysmal. I mean, based on what? Based on the theory of some, you know, professor that, you know, I got to get an A from, so I got to go along to get along here.
Well, it even goes against the stuff that you learn as a kid. You're told, that, you know, as a kid that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody is capable of great things.
Mm.
Well, when you play identity politics, you take that, you throw that out the window. There's things out there now that say, you know, there's people with a voice, a prominent voice on social media, who are saying that white people shouldn't go to Black Panther for the
movie, yeah, right,
or review the movie or right. Things like that, and that's. That's a silly game to play.
Well, it's very dangerous because you get in a situation, that spirit of invalidation that you and I have discussed before, Scott. You know, that's one of the worst things, you know, that you could do to somebody is invalidate. I mean, it's bad enough you just ignore them, but now, you know, you're not happy enough to ignore them. Now you just want to put your foot right on their throat and just say you have no value whatsoever. You're invalidated. You know, the thing was that I thought was quite rich of the Washington Post, and Tucker made reference to this when they talked about Ivanka. You know, she's the Ivanka Trump of North Korea. This is really rich. Man, on one hand, they're just blasting Ivanka Trump, and now that they can use her as a comparative, you know, for the North Korean dictator sister, all of a sudden that's relevant and has some credence, right?
Yeah. Well, and then also, you know, everybody really... Oh, man, look how great their cheer section is. What?
Yeah.
This is the same cheer section that in 2005 imprisoned, like, 21 members because they reported back what it was like in the country they were in.
Right. Well, what happens is that, you know, if you're there and you're supposed to cheer and you don't cheer, you talk about being invalidated, you're set aside. I mean, you know, and in some cases, Kim Jong-un is known to, you know, just take you out of your misery. You know, if you're not going to cheer for me, I mean, these people, it reminds me in a way of like what happened when Saddam Hussein took over Iraq. What happened, man? All these people, they're in this big official, you know, theater, and he's calling out these people, and you hear, you know, gunshots in the background, and before you know it, everybody loves, you're my man, I'm loyal to you, you know, kind of thing, and you got to go along to, you know, survive here, and this is the kind of oppression that's taken place, and somehow, you know, Whoopi and her ilk want to go along and make this seem like it's something. What, just to make America less than? I mean, really, is America that bad? Are we really that bad that we're deserving of this kind of criticism?
It all comes down to who you talk to.
Yeah.
It all comes down to who you talk to. I don't think it's that bad. At the same
I keep thinking maybe I'm missing something. You know, what is it that I've missed along? I'm not claiming perfection here by no means, and I don't think you are either.
No, definitely not. We have things that we can fix. We have things that we should be better at.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't. There's no other place I'd rather live.
Yeah, amen to that. I mean, it's like you want to be in North Korea. I mean, I don't think they have. Do they have the view in North Korea?
They will now.
Oh, I guess maybe. Maybe they will. Hey, Jay, we got a lot going on here today, and we appreciate you joining us on Bill Martinez Live. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're talking DACA. We're talking the shenanigans that's going on in the Senate. Stay tuned. All coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You are.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rachel Bovard is with us, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Worked in senior positions on Capitol Hill for a number of members of Congress, including Senators Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Mike Lee. Rachel, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk this show that could be a whole lot to do about nothing, and that is the Senate shenanigans on DACA. How sincere is this?
Well, I think it could be a show, that's for sure. Let's be clear. The leader is saying, oh, we're going to have an open process where all the amendments are going to be considered. But in reality, he's basically saying, okay, members, you can offer some amendments. They're all going to be considered at 60 votes, and you have to be done by Thursday. So it's a little bit more truncated than I think he's.
Well, you know, for people that really aren't following this, I mean, this isn't the way you really negotiate things. I mean, fine, you get all these opinions thrown on the floor, but to get 60 people to come behind it, I mean, what are the chances of this actually working?
Well, I think that's kind of the point, right? You know, I think they want to hide behind this idea that it's an open process. Well, you know, crafting some kind of deal behind those doors that they drop on the Senate at the last minute, reminiscent of what we just saw, actually, with a $300 billion budget deal that passed last week. That's exactly what happened. It was written behind closed doors. Nobody read it, and suddenly they were forced to pass it. I suspect that that's the direction we're going now. But I think conservatives should be concerned because I think Connell is starting from a place of we have to give some amnesty to attract Democrats, and that's never a good way to start. You never want to start in that position.
Exactly. I mean, especially when you have the majority. And I understand, look, you want to hope to get Democrats. Democrats are resisting at every turn. And look what it is. I mean, it looks like the Democrats won, speaking of the budget deal, and conservatives took it right on the chin. And we're going, wait a minute. We elected you to do something. You said that you were going to do this and be fiscally responsible. How do you justify this?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think people are rightfully frustrated by the fact that all of these guys campaigned on one thing and come to Washington to do another. And I think if we see that situation play out when it comes to immigration, people are going to be furious. You have a party on the other side, the Democrats, who will not settle for anything less than for almost every dreamer in the country, which amounts to about 3.6 million people. You cannot make a deal with these people. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, Republicans are insistent upon it. So, you know, they're going to allow, again, the Democrats to negotiate the terms of the agreement. Then they're going to force it on their conference. And that's, if we get to the end of this Congress and the Republican majorities have done not repeal Obamacare, forced amnesty on people and put trillion-dollar deficits into the monetary system, that's not a very good record to run on, for sure.
Not at all. And where do conservatives go at this point? I mean, it's like, you can't go to Democrats. I mean, they're not the answer. They're the ones that, you know, got us to where we are right now. We're trying to get out of it. But it's like we're fighting this shadowy third party. You know, some have called it the deep state, the establishment, whatever it is you want to refer to it. But there's no doubt it's a force in and of itself, a force that's sitting there in the shadows going, okay, you know, we gave President Trump his military, but look what we got in domestic spending.
Right. You know, and I think, again, conservatives are right to be frustrated. But fortunately, you know, our Constitution gives us the ultimate check, and that's called an election.
Yes.
You know, when we have these midterms coming up and in the House and the Senate, and I think they're going to pay the price, Republicans are, for, you know, again, just failing to deliver on a lot of these promises, and more than just failing to deliver, doing the exact opposite of what they said they were going to do. So I do think people need to bear that in mind. Republicans would be smart to bear that in mind, but unfortunately, I think that they're being taken in a little bit by the swamp.
Rachel, we've been saying for a long time, you know, we need to send reinforcements to the likes of Mike Lee and Senator Ryan Paul, who is looking out for our conservative ideals, who are fighting, you know, the good fight as much as possible. I know that the media and some were very critical of Senator Paul standing up just saying, this is a bad deal, guys. You know, look what we're doing here. We come in to D.C. and in campaigns. We're promoting that we're conservative, and then we get here, and the chance to demonstrate our conservatism, we fold our tent.
No, I've actually never seen anything like what happened to Senator Paul last week. I was really shocked by it, not just by the comments in the press, but by the comments made by other Republican senators, you know, to him, calling him, you know, a gadfly, calling him irresponsible, saying he's being ridiculous and wasting time. And again, this is all a member. This is what a member is doing. Like, he's trying to legislate, right? He's trying to do his job. He's trying to say, I have a right to an amendment on this, you know, 700-page bill. I have a right to read it.
Exactly.
Novel concept. And that's all he wanted to do, and he got tarred and feathered for it. And I think that's very, very embarrassing for the Senate, but I also think it's dangerous for democracy because you're basically saying don't show up to legislate. You won't legislate, you know, you're going to get yelled at.
Exactly. Well, it's not like he held up the Senate for 8 hours in high heels, did he?
No. In fact, all he wanted was an amendment vote, which takes 15 minutes. That's all he wanted. You know, and he wanted some time to read the bill. That was it. And the Senate could not give it to him and his membership, his colleague for it. And it was one of the more embarrassing moments, I think, for Republicans.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rachel, why is Leader McConnell doing this? I mean, is he all out of ideas, or he's just trying to make nice and hope for a kumbaya moment or something? Well, what's all this about?
I mean, I'm speculating, obviously, but I personally think, you know, McConnell does not like conflict. You know, he wants to wrap things up quickly and move them along. And unfortunately, that means sort of giving away the store on instances like this budget deal. On immigration, it means shutting the floor down in a day and a half, and we're going to agree to whatever deal Schumer and I make. And unfortunately, that willingness to sort of move things along expeditiously like that cuts the knees out from anyone trying to stand for a principled purpose. So it's certainly not helpful.
Well, Rachel, you mentioned earlier over 3 million dreamers here we're talking about, and this started out. I mean, these numbers, how they accelerate is most incredible in politico speak. You know, it started at 600, 700, begat 800. Then it was, you know, President Trump says, well, we're going to, even the people that ignored the call to register, we're going to include them. We're going to give you them, which I got to tell you, I was surprised from the deal maker. I mean, why are you negotiating with yourself? I didn't hear that the Democrats were even asking for that right now. I mean, what was the point of offering up, you know, another 1.2 million dreamers, and now you're saying it could be up over 3 million dreamers? We're talking about.
No, I think you're totally accurate in reflecting that frustration that a lot of conservatives have had with this deal. And that's, you know, we can make it. This whole thing started with the 700,000 DACA recipients. And I think Republicans are still willing to deal with that group, right? Well, there a lot of Republicans are willing to give legal status to that group in exchange for some serious, well thought out border security reforms. However, it's morphed into this deal. President Trump didn't help this when he said, you know, 1.8 DACA eligible people, I will not only give them legal status, I will give them citizenship.
Yeah.
And when he starts wagering with citizenship, we're in a whole new level, you know, of immigration policy. And I that unfortunately gave the Democrats, you know, leverage to demand that from Senate Republicans. And so I think that's what's going to be the meat of the debate that we see this week is whether or not we should citizenship, not just legal status, but citizenship to people that came here legally.
Are they thinking that conservatives are just going to just wimp out on this, that, you know, that if they go ahead and offer amnesty in exchange for the wall, that somehow that's going to be palpable for conservatives?
Well, I think they're betting on the fact that a lot of conservatives, particularly in the Senate, are too scared to stand up. I mean, you saw what happened to Rand Paul. Look what happened to him when all he tried to do was get an amendment vote.
Right.
He was, you know, dragged through the press. The disdain of Washington was, you know, palpable. And so I think it's difficult when McConnell, you know, really makes it difficult for conservatives to stand up and have their voices heard.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, as we've been saying, if you are a fighter for smaller government and fiscal responsibility, you know, the likes of Rand Paul and Mike Lee and other conservatives, there are still some conservatives there, need reinforcements, and the message needs to be put out loud and clear to the political class that this is what we not only want, it's what we demand, and you've got to stand up and be counted because, after all, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Rachel Bavard on Bill Martinez Live. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff here.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. All righty. Bye-bye.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and Eddie Scarry joins us now. It's always good to have Eddie here. Eddie with the Washington Examiner, based in Washington, D.C., where all the fun and frivolity take place, right, Eddie?
yeah, something like that.
Well, I like your column. You say the media's DACA scam isn't working. I'm going to read this word for word because you need to appreciate the context and where Eddie's coming with this. The national media are incapable of talking about the so-called dreamers, illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as minors without portraying them as victims of the Trump administration. In so much as it is a crisis, it was solely created by former President Barack Obama, who went around Congress to set up a system that indefinitely protected a subset of illegals. A couple of main points there, Eddie, that you made that people need to hold into perspective, that what Donald Trump has been doing with the Dreamers is to really give them legitimacy, get them out of the shadows and deal with this and have Congress do their job. And that is that, look, at if you want the Dreamers here, then, you know, let's accept them the way they should. They should be.
Right. Yeah, it was actually very clever on the part of the White House, the way they crafted the immigration proposal that they gave to Congress, because they're, you know, he's obviously asking for a lot. And even when it comes to legal immigration, he wants to reduce it and make it more selective. But in exchange was giving far more than anyone was really even asking for. It's a protections for a lot more than the initial 600,000 to 700,000 people that that DACA had originally applied for. And then not only that, but I don't even think Democrats are even requiring citizenship. They kind of threw that in there just to sweeten the deal. But yeah, I think at the same time, there's some heartburn simply because of all that the White House wants in return.
Exactly. Well, and obviously, you know, in any kind of deal, and this is what surprises me, because we're talking the big deal maker here, right? And why is he throwing stuff in there that they're not even asking for? I mean, they were only looking at the, what, 600,000, maybe 700,000, and then, oh, yeah, let's include the people that were too lazy or too afraid to sign up for it the first time. So we'll even include them in the deal. Well, to me, that's kind of an 11th hour. We're getting down to, hey, you know, the clock is running out here and we need to make a choice. But now he offers that. So what does he have to offer at the 11th hour when they get to that point of negotiating?
Well, I think that the point of the deal was to kind of overwhelm, I think, both sides with what, you know, what was included in it in terms of, you know, giving Democrats what they wanted plus some, asking for a lot more than what Republicans have even been asking for over the last year. So it also kind of served as, I guess you would say, like, it was like a deal they couldn't refuse. Mm-hmm. And almost like daring them to refuse it. Mm-hmm. And you obviously do have some Democrats coming out and saying that they don't, they are rejecting the offer, and you know, but at the same time, if you listen to the criticism, it's pretty weak. And I think that most of them know. There was actually a really good column by Thomas Edsall in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago where he was writing, and you know, it definitely not a Trump supporter,
right.
But he was writing about how with the deal that they came out with, both Trump and Democrats know that he has them exactly where he wants them.
Is it kind of crazy, Eddie, that here it is, what the president is asking for is what Congress has already approved. And here we are going, you know, we're going in all these machinations to, you know, build a wall that's already been approved. Now, I know it's a funding issue, but even still, it's like we're relitigating this thing over and over again, which the Democrats, God forbid, when it's something that they feel like's already sealed and put to bed, oh, well, that's relitigating, you know, that's not fair, you can't do that, you know, but yet they seem to be the black belt experts of relitigating stuff that's already been put into law, but it just hasn't been enacted for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I think I mean, we keep seeing the same outcome over and over again. Even if you want to look just back in very recent history, the president won the Republican nomination largely on immigration. He won the general election largely on immigration. He won the shutdown when Democrats tried to make that about immigration. It's kind of, you know, you keep getting the same results over and over again. I'm not sure what the fight is about anymore.
Well, exactly. Well, the whole thing, you know, I mean, with DACA, it's almost like the longer it hangs out there, the worse everybody looks, because the dreamers are out in the streets. They're burning the American flag, grabbing their crotch, flipping America off. You know, this doesn't bode well for their cause. And, you know, the way they're enacting, I mean, it's not like they're being reasonable guests to this country that has been hosting them tax free all these years.
Right, and I think you see a lot of it reflected in even the media coverage of it. There was this really funny CNN story where just the headline was something to the effect of "These dreamers will leave America if a DACA deal isn't reached." Well, yes, that may happen, and it won't be their choice.
Right,
and you know, it will be kind of up to the discretion of the White House and the immigration, you know, the department. But yeah, that's not a choice they get to make. But you will see as you're reading through the coverage. That's why I wrote this. Was even in the Huffington Post, the way they were profiling one of the DACA people and said that she's in D.C. to fight for her right to remain in the United States. Well, she doesn't have that right.
That's right.
She wouldn't be talking about this.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the goofy part of this, is that we're arguing for things that just aren't. They aren't there, but of course the Democrats and the liberal media is giving them place. But, you know, all that set aside, you know, like any immigrant coming to this country, you want to contribute, you want to add to the proposition of a free America and advance a liberty cause, you are welcome, you know, but there is a line
that you need to address. And the thing is, it's going to be tough here, is that with this accommodation that Congress is playing with, it's going to irritate a lot of people. I mean, people who've come here the hard way, who stood in line, that, you know, paid all the money that was involved to become a citizen. And now, in a sense, they get fast-tracked because of what their parents did. I mean, this is very problematic, and I think it sets up a nasty precedent and puts us up to, you know, sets us up for something that we've already, you know, passed this way before.
Yeah, and it is a big problem. I mean, that's why it's a very contentious debate. However, you do have Trump, who seems to be the most willing to take it on head on. I don't think we've really seen anything like that from a president in a long time on this side of the issue. I should say, I think Bush, you know, he was trying to put through amnesty for all of the 11 million or so illegals that are here. But you do have the president who's been very, I guess, very generous, some people might say, when it comes to giving the Democrats, at least on the DACA issue, which, you know, has a very, really supported by large majorities of Americans. I think it's about 80% believe they should be allowed to stay and should be allowed to given a path to citizenship to apply for it. So it's interesting. It's an interesting time, and everyone's kind of in a bind right now. And then obviously further complicating it is the March 5th deadline that's coming up really quickly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, does this also give the president an opportunity to really practically experiment with the whole merit-based concept? Because some merit-based consideration needs to be put in play. Democrats insist that they've already been, they've already been vetted, you know, the most vetted, you know, immigrant group in the history of our country. But I don't think they've actually been put to the test of where there's merit there. I mean, they've been in this country for a number of years. Some have made the most of this opportunity, although they've had to work in the shadows and to their credit. I mean, some are participating in the military, but don't think it's some big number. The Democrats would like us to think it's, 90% of the Dreamers are in the military and they're all valedictorians, right?
Yeah, and I guess last year, and I think it was around the summertime when Republicans in Congress had introduced the bill and the White House got behind it, that was intended to address legal immigration and limiting legal immigration and also making it more merit-based. And they did have different points that they wanted people to fulfill if they're going to come here, and one of them was obviously they wanted them to have a proficiency in English. They wanted to emphasize higher skilled labor. I think, again, they're still working the whole how they want to deal with that. And I think what the concessions are that they're going to get from Democrats, I don't know that they're going to get any. But again, the deadline's coming.
Yeah, here it is. Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner, D.C.-based reporter. Eddie, always good to have you with us. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you so much.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if he wanted to fight?
You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we're in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I ain't got to think about money or what it can buy. And I ain't got to sit down and wonder what makes it.
Day before Valentine's Day, just too busy thinking about my baby. You know, it's tough. You know, Scott, do you ever wonder, it's like, do women, you know, are they as concerned about getting the guy just the right Valentine gift as we are about trying to make sure that we keep them happy for another year?
No. What are you talking
about? I'm not even sure why I'm asking that question. But Sam, maybe you can chime in. I mean, do you pine over this? I mean, with your husband, you're still a newlywed, so you're kind of maybe you're an anomaly still.
Well, I'm newlywed, but we've been together. This will be our eighth Valentine's dating.
Oh wow, okay, cool.
We've been together for a long time, and you know, I don't really stress about it, but I do have fun like being creative. I do think there seems to be like more pressure on the guys.
Okay, so it's just not me. It's not just me,
yeah.
Then, right? Okay, I just didn't, you know, think this whole dynamic. I mean, hey, you know, you get through the holidays, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, everything, you know, all this good stuff, and then boom, man, here comes Valentine's Day, and you know, the pressure's back on.
Remembers it is okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, if you can remember. I was like, I think as long as you remember Valentine's Day, you're doing good. Like, most, you know, most women I know, I think they just, like, it feels good to get flowers or be thought of or something like that.
Right.
I always try to do something special for my husband, too, you know? Like, I'll get, like, certain kinds of fruit and, like, make it into, like, a little heart shape, you know?
Scott, huh? What would you do if, Robin, you know, cut up fruit like little hearts for you? would you like step out of the house and go, Somebody's taken over her body or something?
Why are you doing this? You're trying to get me in trouble. I would cherish that gift. I'd keep it in a refrigerated case. I would love it. I would look at it, and I'd probably eat it.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's what, exactly.
I'd be like, wow, that's really cool. And then I'd be like, is there cantaloupe in there? you got to do it the way my brother did it.
How'd your brother do it?
Well, his birthday's the day after.
Oh, okay.
So he makes the 14th all about it. All about his wife,
mm-hmm.
and then the 15th is all about him.
She's supposed to reciprocate, does she? I guess. I don't know.
Genius.
Well, that is, I guess, if you can work that out. In fact, I talked to a couple last night. They were they got married the day before Valentine's, or 2 days before, and so they were celebrating their anniversary, and then, boom, right after that, you got the, you got Valentine's Day. I don't know. I could handle that pressure. I'm just saying.
That is like.
I'm being real vulnerable here right now with you. I want you to know this, because I think I'm totally psychotic over this. There's just something about Valentine's Day. I just get this twitch. Normally I'm okay. Come Valentine's Day, I just, whatever.
Well, Bill, when in doubt, you got to get the credit card out.
Well, no, but that's kind of the easy thing. In the old days, you could kind of get away with that. But now it's like they want the creative stuff. They want, they want you to do a fruit cup in the heart of, in the shape of a heart or something,
Just buy her a diamond in the shape of a heart, I'm sure.
You see, that's too easy.
You say that's easy, but it's the easy way. It's called the shortcut because it's the good way to do it.
Is it the good way? Sam, what do you think, huh? We got guys out there right now that are sitting there going, oh, my gosh, that's right, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Well, the good news is you got till tomorrow, but there's no need to wait till tomorrow, right?
I'll give you guys this, my husband, something that he did for me this year is he's, getting my hair, done. It's like a pampering kind of thing.
That's
a cool
yeah.
gift, If mm-hmm. it's, treat her special, give her, a day, I'm going to go get your, I'm going to give you a foot massage or get your, give you a, day at the spa or something like that. I think that she's going to be feeling really happy when she comes home after that, That's a cool yeah. gift. So.
Well, see, that's the fun thing. See, when you come up with stuff like that, because it just shocks them like crazy. It's kind of like Scott coming yeah. home and there's, he's got, asparagus in the shape of a heart. Then he's just going to freak him out. But I think, I think that's a good idea, Scott. You go home, you just tell Robin, say, honey, I'm just going to rub your feet, here.
Yeah, and that ain't happening.
You don't think that's going to happen?
That ain't happening.
I mean, she'll probably freak out. She'll go, oh, my gosh. She's going to call her girlfriends and go, you got flowers and I got a foot rub.
Me and Robin have been together for over 10 years now. That is not happening.
Oh, so
one of us is touching the other one's foot.
Oh, so the feet are off. They're off bounds now?
Yeah, no. Me and Robin usually, what we do is we usually go out to dinner. And, she gets to pick the restaurant. And
you actually go out to dinner on Valentine's Day? See, less and less people are doing dinner at Valentine's Day.
Well, we go out to dinner, and then I do the traditional, buy her some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a her favorite chocolate store.
Yeah.
Is in the Mall of America.
Okay.
And so I take her there, and she gets to pick out the stuff she likes, and then I get nothing.
And you get see, this is the deal. See, you get bupkis. I mean, you're doing those, but maybe the reward is for most guys is just that mama's happy for a moment.
Well, to be fair, I get the dinner I like. I mean, she
okay, all right,
I enjoy. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get a good dinner, and that makes me happy.
So you think if you come home with your shoes off and go, hey, I was talking with Martinez. He says you ought to rub my feet. You think that'll do it?
It's
probably not.
No, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. No, that's not going to.
You'll get a phone call.
Okay. Robin, who?
Quit filling his head with ideas.
Exactly.
I think the cool part about it is how happy she is. She's happy over very little.
This is the thing. Exactly. Sam, this is what guys like. And I know sometimes. I don't know what it is. It just sometimes they just can't see it or whatever. But our joy is watching your joy. Maybe that's why you are the object of our affection. I'm talking about women that you are an object of our affection here on Valentine's Day. And maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I think it works both ways. And, if you do something special like that, like, it just feels good when you get it paid off. So I definitely think that, like, showing the guys appreciate, I try not to, like my husband, whenever he buys me the flowers, I try to show him how, like, excited I am and thankful every year, because you are. And I think that I can tell a difference in how enthusiastic he is about doing stuff whenever.
Well, because the deal is what happens. See, if you affirm the right behavior, then you get more of the same. And, if you take the flowers and you just throw them in the sink, then he goes, oh, well, it's okay. Well, I'm going to take Scott up on his idea. Come in with my shoes off and stick my feet up.
That was your idea. Don't even.
Oh, is that what it was?
That was your idea. Okay. So obviously, but come on, man. You're trying to get me in trouble here. But I think that's part of what makes a day like Valentine's so special, is because sometimes, as guys, just from my own point of view, sometimes I get so caught up in what I have going on, work, just various other things that I do, and Valentine's Day is just a reminder to, I need to set aside time to show Robin how much I love and care about her. And I think that's what makes it important. Obviously, they've turned it into a huge money grab from a lot of places. Roses go skyrocket. But it's also, thankfully, family is a big thing for me. I've gotten better about throughout the year buying her flowers and things like that.
Right.
But this is the one time to where I get to, hey, we got to find a babysitter for Neil, and I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
You see, and that's the deal.
She just hears you talking about that.
And it's all in the giving, again, we're reminded, it's better to. Better to give than receive, and that whole concept. I mean, there's just something magical about giving, and especially when it's appreciated. So that's good, Sam, that you affirm your husband, when he brings in flowers, and you jump up and down and scream and everything else, and just act like an unruly cheerleader. Guys love, don't we love unruly cheerleaders, Scott?
We do.
Can we say that, or am I going to get hashtagged for that? I'm going to get hashtagged for it. I'm sorry. I was just joking. Okay. Hey, so much for Sam's viral videos. I mean, when you and I, we've gone viral here, I think, so. But we still have a minute. Hey, Sam, a teacher almost quits because of an unruly student, and then she adopts him. What's all that about?
So this young teacher, she's Chelsea Haley. She's only 24 years old, and she started teaching a couple years ago, and she was down in Baton Rouge, and she had the student, and his name was Jerome Robinson, and he was just so difficult to control. She actually thought, she's like, I just can't handle this. I'm not going to be able to give up teaching. And obviously, Jerome had some other things going on. But anyway, they end up forming this, like, unlikely bond. And it turned out for the next couple of years, she would be working with him. And even when he would be in classrooms for other teachers, they'd send him to her if he was having any problems. He had a dream one night that she was going to adopt him, and she woke up laughing, but the next morning he asked if he could live with her, and his mom came to her, and she ended up adopting Jerome and his one-year-old brother.
Oh, how cool is that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Samantha Mills Mao with us, of course. She is the Good News Girl, shares these viral videos when Scott and I get out of the way where she can talk about it. But hey, it's Valentine's Day, tomorrow, so we're trying to get prepared for it. But great viral videos to post it on her site at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner, and you can get caught up and then be ready to go for next week's new editions of viral videos with the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.